Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Menachos Daf Ayin Dalet. We are holding on Daf Ayin Gimel and Beis. We are at the two dots toward the bottom of Ayin Gimel and Beis, about 10 lines from the bottom of the page. Today's shiur is once again sponsored by Dr. David Lander, in honor of his wife and children, and Lila Nishmas, his mother, Golda Basimcha, Shalom, and Neshama Shem and Aliyah. We thank him very much for the continued sponsorship of our Daf Yomi Shir. So we're going to discuss today the following. First, we're going to explain the Machlokes Tanaim, whether Kemitza is done on the Mincha Chote Shel Kohanim. Most of the beginning of most of Amud Aleph is about, or all of Amud Aleph, is about the Minchas Chote Shel Kohanim. So first we're going to talk about the Machlokas, whether you do Kemitza at all on the Minchas Chote Shel Kohanim. The Gemara is going to bring the source that a Kohen can bring his own Minchas Chote. It doesn't have to be brought, it doesn't have to be hukrav by somebody else. Then the Gemara is going to have a third opinion about how we do Minchas Chote Shel Kohanim, specifically another opinion of what to do with the shirayim of the Minchas Chote Shel Kohanim that doesn't get mentioned in our Mishnah. Then the Gemara is going to discuss how many lavin does a Kohen violate for eating the parts of a korban that are supposed to be burnt on the Mizbeach. And then on Amud Beis, the first Mishnah is going to talk about which korbanos go entirely to Kohanim and which korbanos go entirely to the Mizbeach. There are many korbanos that go part to Kohanim and part to the Mizbeach. Which korbanos go entirely to Kohanim, which go entirely to the Mizbech. So the Gemara is going, whenever you give a list, the Gemara is always going to question, is this list complete? So the Gemara is going to talk about, why did the Mishnah not mention three other things that we could think of that go entirely to the Mizbeach? And then the Gemara is going to discuss how our Mishnah is against one particular statement of Shmuel, but agrees with a different statement of Shmuel. And then we're going to ask why the Mishnah doesn't mention two other potential examples of korbanos that go entirely to the Kohanim. Meaning, you're telling me that this is a list of that which goes entirely to the Mizbeach. We think we have three others that seem to go entirely to the Mizbeach, and this is a list of that which goes entirely to Kohanim. We have two others that seem to go entirely to Kohanim. So the Gemara is going to deal with why those items did not make the list in our Mishnah. Then the second Mishnah on Beis is going to talk about some of the dinim of mixing the oil into the various karbanos mincha. So let's begin about 10 lines from the end of the page at the two dots. Rabbi Shimon Omer Minchas Chote Shel Kohanim. So says the Gemara, we had said in the Mishnah that Rabbi Shimon holds that a Minchas Chote Shel Kohanim gets a Kemitza. So you do a Kemitza, it's just that the Shirayim also get burnt on the Mizbeach. The Kemitza gets burnt on the Mizbeach, the Shirayim get burnt on the Mizbeach, and in that way it's somewhat of an anomalous carbon. Most of the time, when you're doing a Kemitza, the Kemitza gets burnt on the Mizbeach, and the Shirayim gets eaten. But a Minchas Chote Shel Kohen, you do the Kemitza according to Rabbi Shimon, but they both get burnt on the Mizbeach. Whereas the Tanakhama said, it's all getting burnt on the Mizbeach anyway, why do a Kemitza? Just burn the whole thing on the Mizbeach without a Kemitza. So that is Machlokas Tanakama and Rabbi Shimon. So says Gemara Minani Mili, how do the Tanaim each know their opinion? That Tanakama that you don't do Kemitza at all, and Rabbi Shimon that you do Kemitza, but then burn it separately. The Tan Rabban, we have a Braisa that discusses the Pasuk about a Minchas Chote. V'haisa l'Kohen kamincha sh'te avodasa k'shera bo. So first halacha is that a Kohen is allowed to bring his own Minchas Chote. That if the Minchas Chote belongs to this Kohen, it's Kamincha. It's like any other carbon Mincha that he's allowed to be Makriv on his own. So the Gemara says, the Braisa says, Ata Omer, Shete Avodasa K'shera Bo. Are you sure that's what it's teaching me? That Avodasa K'shera Bo? Oeinuela Lahatir Minchas Chote Shel Kohanim. Or maybe this Pasuk is teaching me that the Shirayim of Minchas Chote Shel Kohanim is Mutal Ba'achila, just like Shirayim of any other Minchas Chote. Maybe that's what it's telling me, that this mincha, Kohen's Minchas Chote, is like every other mincha, that you take a kemitza and you eat the shirayim. So maybe that's what it's teaching me. So it says, Mani Mekayim, and then what would I do with the pasuk for kol minchas kohen kalil tielo se'achel? But there's a pasuk that says that that can't be the case. There's a pasuk that says that any minchas kohen gets entirely burnt and there is no shirayim that get eaten. No, that's minchas nedvasa. That pasuk is about a minchas nedava. But maybe a minchas chote, the Torah is telling me, you do a kemitza and you eat the shirayim. Aval chavaso teine echeles. So says Mar, no, Talmud Omer, the pasuk says, vayisal ha-kohen kamincha. So the mashmal, so the pasuk is that it's the kohen's own carbon mincha, makish chavaso l'nidvaso, ma'nidvaso e'necheles, just like the minchas nedava of a kohen does not get eaten, and there's no kmitza taken from it because it's kalil tia, it's entirely burnt. Av chavasla in necheles. So too his own minchas chova does not get eaten, and memela there's also no kmitza taken from it because the whole thing is going to be entirely burnt. That's the Tanakama's drasha. So there is no kmitza according to the Tanakama and minchas chotei shel kohen because you're going to burn the whole thing anyway. Amar Rabbi Shimon, and Rabbi Shimon says to the Tanakama, v'chinemar voisa lekohen kimin chaso. Does it say kimin chaso? Which sounds like you would be makish chovaso l'nidvaso, that we would treat as minchas chova, as minchas chote, like a nedava, v'lalona marela kamincha. It only says kamincha, not kaminchaso. So Ella, how should we dash in the pasuk? Lahakish minchas chote shel kohanim, kiminchas chote shel Yisrael. That we're comparing the minchas chote of a kohen not to his own minchas nedava, but to a minchas chote of Yisrael. Ma minchas chote shel Yisrael nekmetzes, av minchas chote shel kohanim nekmetzes. Just like you take a kmitza from a minchas chote of Yisrael, you so too you take a kmitza from minchas chote of Kohanim. So ima minchas chote shesuah nekmetzah shishira nechalim av minchas chote shekohanim nekmetzah shishira nechalim. Well, wait a second. If you're taking kmitza and you're going to compare a minchas chote of a kohen to a minchas chote of Yisrael, then maybe you should eat the shirayim. By minchas chote of Yisrael, you take the kmitza, then you eat the shirayim. So maybe we should say the same thing by minchas chote of a kohen. Then not only do you take a kmitza, but you eat the shirayim. Tamalomer, that's why the pasuk says la kohen kamincha v'lo l'ishim kamincha, that it's a, when it comes to the avodah of the kohen, it has a din of a mincha, the same din as a mincha of Yisrael, in that you do the kamitza. But when it comes to the chelik hamizbeach, it's different than a minchas Yisrael, that by a minchas Yisrael only the kometz goes up on the mizbeach, where a minchas kohen the shirayim also gets burnt on the mizbeach. The shirayim do not get eaten. So haketzad the komets karav ba'atzmo v'shirayim kraven ba'atzman. So how do you reconcile those two things? That you take a kmitza like a minchas chotei shel Yisrael, but then it all gets burnt on the mizbeach? Well, quite simply, you do the kmitza and then you burn both parts. Instead of doing the kmitza and burning only the kmitza and eating the shirayim, you do the kmitza and you burn the kmitza separately and you burn the shirayim separately. And that is shitas Rabbi Shimon. So now we've explained the basis for both the Tanakama, who holds that there's no kmitza taken from a minchas chotei shel kohen, and the sheet of Rabbi Shimon, who says yes, there is a kmitza taken, but the kmitza and the shirayim are each burnt separately. So now the Gemara asks, hashitei avodasa k'sheira bo. The Brisa started out by saying that we learn from the pasuk that a kohen is allowed to be makrav his own minchas chotei. That just like he can be makrav other things, he can be makrav his own minchas chotei. Hashitei avodasa k'sheira bo. Is that really where we learn it from? Mehachanafka? Is it really derived from the pasuk that the Brisa said that it says Vaisal la Kohen Kamincha, and that's how I know that the Kohen is allowed to be makrav his own minchas chotei? Mehasam nafka. We learn it from elsewhere. Minayin la Kohen Shabbat umakrav karbonosav b'chol esu v'chol shah sheyirtza. That how do I know that a Kohen can be makrav his own karbonos whenever he wants? Tamalomer, because the pasuk says uva b'chol avas nafsho v'sheres. There are a few other words in the pasuk in between, but we see from that pasuk that a Kohen is always allowed to be makriv his own karbanos, that he has the right to be makriv his own karbanos. So I don't need the pasuk that we quoted initially of Vahisal HaKohen Kamincha. The pasuk in Vayikra, we have a pasuk in Sefer Devarim that teaches me that the Kohen is allowed to bring his own karbanos mincha. So it says, no. Ime hasam, had I only had that pasuk, hava amina, hani mili davar she'in ba al chet, avu davar she'ba al chet, emelo. I would think that that's only for something that doesn't come to address an aveira, but a minchas chote, which comes to address an aveira, I would think that he does not have the right to bring Bishal Atzmo. So in a chinami, there is another pasuk, but I need one pasuk to tell me that in general a Kohen is allowed to bring whichever Kabbalos he wants, and in another pasuk, I need to tell me that that's even true of a Minchas Chote. Now it happens to be the pasuk that I'm quoting from Sefer Dvarim is used elsewhere in Shas to teach me other drushas. There's a Gemara at the very end of Masech HaSukkah that tells us that when it comes to the Kabbalos of the Regalim, all the Kohanim are Shavim, that all the the system of mishmaros is sort of thrown out the window, and all the kohanim have equal rights on the korbanos of the regalim, and it darshens from this pasuk. The Gemara Narachan says that we darshen the shiras halavim from this pasuk. V'sheiras b'shem Hashem. What's a sheiras b'shem? That's shira. So the shiras halavim is derived from the pasuk. So the Aruch Lener Masechta Sukkah says, yeah, there's room in the pasuk for all of these different limudim. When it says v'chiyava alevi ba'achad sharecha mikol Yisrael, and then v'sheiras, so we darshen that in Masechta Sukkah that it's bizman shekol Yisrael nechnasim b'sharechad, which is the regalim when all Kol Yisrael gets together. When it says v'va b'chalavas nafsho v'sheiras, that's to tell me that when the Kohen wants to bring a carbon, it can bring whatever carbon he wants. And when it says v'sheiras b'shem Hashem, that's to teach me shiras alevim. So there's room in the pasuk for all three drashos to be made. So says Gemara, but still v'hanami mehacha nafka. But even this din that a Kohen could be makriv a carbon that's ba'al chet, is it really derived from this pasuk mehasam nafka? There's another pasuk, and this one from Sefer Bamidbar that teaches me that a Kohen could be makriv a carbon that's ba'al chet. Pasuk says v'chiper a Kohen al nefesh hashogeges b'chato'o b'shkaga. So it says al nefesh hashogeges. So why does he have to mention b'chato'o b'shkaga? We already said nefesh hashogeges melamit shakohen mischaper al yidei atzmo. You see that a Kohen could be mischaper al yidei atzmo, that the Kohen is allowed to bring his own carbon that's ba'al chet. So why do I need our pasuk to tell me that it could bring his own carbon that's ba'al chet? Says Gemara, ime ahu hava mina hani milib shogeg. I would have thought that that's only when it's a carbon that's being brought for a chet that's done b'shogeg that he has the right to do it. Avul b'mezid lo, but I would think that if it's a avera that was done b'mezid, the Kohen is not allowed to bring his own carbon. So kamash malan, that's why the Tanakhama has to tell me by Emin Chaschote that even though it's for a chet that he had done b'mezid, he's still allowed to bring his own carbon, even though it was done b'mezid. Says b'mezid, heich mishkachsa. Where do you ever have a carbon that's brought for something that was done b'mezid? Aren't carbonos for things that were done b'shogeg? And isn't like kares for things that are done b'mezid? So says Gemara, no, you have examples b'zodon shvua, that a person takes a shvua that he doesn't know edus about something that he was asked to testify about, and it turned out that he lied. So he lied b'mezid, and he's chayiv min chaschote for that. It's not the only example. There are four things that you chayiv a carbon for a mezid, like a shogeg, a baal shuvcha charufa, and a nazir that became tamei, and a shvua se'edus, which is the example the Gemara gives, and a shvua se'pikadon. Right, all of those things are mezid, and nevertheless you bring a carbon for them. Now, why would I have a havamina to distinguish between a carbon that's brought for an avera done b'shogeg versus a carbon that's brought for an avera done b'mezid? So, quite simply, the Nesivos HaKodesh explains there's a pasuk in Mishlei. Zevach Rishoim Toeva, that the carbon of a Rasha is a Toeva. A guy doesn't have Erev B'shogeg, he's not a Rasha. A guy doesn't have Erev B'mezid, so I would think that that would qualify him as a Rasha, and therefore disqualify him from bringing the carbon. So it's a great chiddush to tell me that even though it's Ba al Davar al Avera that was done B'mezid, that he's still allowed to do that. So that's why we have this special Riboy. Now, once the Gemara tells me, I need a special riboy to tell me that you're allowed to be makruv your own karbanos when the avera was done b'mezid. So where's Rabbi Shimon going to learn that din from? So Sfasema says it could be that Rabbi Shimon disagrees and holds that he's not allowed to be makruv, that ain't a chinami. He wouldn't be allowed to be makruv for a karban for an avera done b'mezid. Okay, Tani Idach, we have another brisa that gives us a third opinion of how we handle Minchas Chotei Shel Kohen. Remember, so far we have two opinions. We have the opinion of the Tanakhama, who says that you just don't do kmitz on it because the whole thing gets burnt on the Mizbeach anyway. And you have the opinion of Rabbi Shimon that you, yes, do a kmitz on it, but you burn the kmitz separately and you burn the shirayim separately. And if the whole thing gets burnt, you burn them separately. Tanya Idach, we have a price that introduces us to a third opinion. First, it tells us Rabbi Shimon, Minchas Chotei Shel Kohen, the kmitz, 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 b'nei atzman, that we're familiar with already. But then Rabbi Elazar b'Rabbi Shimon Omer, his son Rabbi Elazar said, "Hakometz karv ba'atzmo v'ashirayim mispazrin al beis hadeshen," that the kometz gets burnt on the mizbeach, the shirayim doesn't get eaten, of course, but it's mispazrin al beis hadeshen, it gets spread out on the beis hadeshen. So what on earth is that about? Beis Hadeshen Teheicha. What pile of ashes is Rabbi Elazar referring to? If he's talking about the Deshen that's on top of the Mizbeach, then he's saying the exact same thing as Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon also says you take the Shirayim and you burn them on the Mizbeach. So that's the exact same thing as Beis Hadeshen. That's Lamaila that's on top of the Mizbeach. Shidim Gretzis points out that one might have suggested that the chiluk between them is that Rabbi Shimon holds that you're makrav them on the Makom HaRacha, and Rabbi Elazar says no, on the tapuach, on the pile of ashes on the Mizbeach, not on the maracha of Eitzim on the Mizbeach. So Shidim Gretz says, no, that can't be the difference, because even Rabbi Shimon holds that it goes on the tapuach, because he says they're kraven b'fnei atzman. Kraven b'fnei atzman means that the shirayim is not brought to the same place that the kometz is brought. The kometz is brought on the maracha, so the shirayim must be burnt somewhere else. Where is that somewhere else? That must be on the tapuach, which is the pile of ashes on top of the Mizbeach. And the Shidim Gretzis writes that the tapuach must have had boiling ashes on it as well that were able to burn things, right? And that's why it had remets, and that's why you, when you put the shirayim on it, it would actually get burnt. It wasn't just a pile of cold ashes, it was a pile of boiling ashes, and that's where it would get burnt. So if Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon is talking about putting it on the tapuach on top of the Mizbeach, well then he's not a third shita, he's not saying anything different from his father. And he, Dilemata, and if he means the Beis HaDesh on the floor of the Azar, to the east of the ramp where they would put the Trumas HaDeshen, Yesh Chadav Shekarv Lamata. Do you ever find such a thing? That you have a Hakrava of a Korban that's on the Ritzpas HaZara? You never have such a thing. So Amalei Rabbi Abba, Dilma Li'ibut. Maybe what he meant was what Rabbi Elazar meant is the Beis HaDeshen Lamata, and he doesn't mean that you do it L'shem Hakrava. He meant you put it there because this is going Li'ibut, and it's not for a Hakrava. So Achiku Alei, they laughed at him. You ever find a carbon that you're mafresh a chelik of the carbon just to be ma'abed it, just to throw it out, just to not be makrav it on the mizbeach? So where do you ever have such a thing? Tosa says, what do you mean, where do you have such a thing? The shtei alechem, if you ever bring the shtei alechem without the kifsei atzeres, we had an opinion back on daf mem vav that it's holich li'ibud l'charchila. So Tosa says, yeah, but that shtei alechem is not supposed to be brought without the kifsei atzeres. Shtei alechem is supposed to be brought with the kifsei atzeres. In the unfortunate circumstance, and for some reason you can't find kifsei atzeres, then you'll find such a thing that's holich li'ibud. But over here we're talking about l'charchila, that the milchas chotei of a kohen, that part of it, that the shirayim is going to go li'ibud. So achiku alei, they mocked him, they laughed at him for such a svara. This is one of the examples that the Chavos Yair has in that famous tshuva, where the Chavos Yair is, Chavos Yair must have been a very sensitive soul. He was bothered by all of the times that they seem to be not nice to each other in Shas. So he tries to explain why all of them they're really compliments, and they're really nice to each other, and somehow Chiku Alei is they were laughing with him, not at him, or you know that everything is somehow everyone was a sweetie pie. Okay, so now the Gemara says that there's a gzeiras hakasuv that we bring him to the Beis Hadeshen Shalamata, and it goes li'ibud in order to prove Rabbi Abba's understanding of Rabbi Elazar, right? Rabbi Abba is the one that said Dilma Ibud, that maybe goes li'ibud. So Tani Avod Rabbi Avin, Kol Minchas Kohen Kalil Tia Lo Seachel La Achili Kashtia V'Lo L'Davar Acher. This pasuk is about the Minchas Chova, and we're comparing it to Minchas Chavitin that the Torah had spoken about previously. So the Brisa is darshening that a Minchas Kohen is Hukash only in so far as that you're not supposed to eat it, but not insofar as the hakrava of the mincha, that a minchas chavitin is nekreves, a minchas chote is not nekreves. It's you do kmitza, and then the shirayim are holich liibud on the beis hadeshen. So you see in the brisa that it's a gzeiras hakasuv. So that's what Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon must have meant. So since we found a brisa that conforms to our explanation, to Rabbi Abba's explanation of Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon, so we're pretty confident that he was right, that that's what Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon meant. So Maika Amar, how can you make such a drasha? The pasuk itself that you're darshaning, about a minchas chote says kalil. Chalil Tiyah. Sounds like the whole thing is supposed to be burnt on the Mizbeach, that it's not a Holich Le'ibud. So Rabbi Hachi Kamar. No, here's what the Drasha, here's how the Drasha is made. These are the mechanics of the Drasha. The Pasuk must be talking about two separate Menachos, because otherwise it should have said, Chalil Tiyah, and I understand that you're not allowed to eat it. Why does it say Chalil Tiyah, and then also Lo Se'achel, and also you're not allowed to eat it? Kol min chaskoin lo se'achel chavaso. Kalil tia nidvaso. That any min chaskoin, you're not allowed to eat, even a min chaskova. Kalil tia, that's only on min chas nidava. So when it says lo se'achel, that's about the min chaskova, that you don't eat it at all, the shirayim goli ibud. And when it says kalil tia, that's a min chas nidava, which you also don't eat, but the shirayim don't call the ibud, they're burnt on top of the mizbeach. So you have two different types of min chaskoin. Some where the shirayim go the ibur, and some where the shirayim get burnt on the mizbeach. Some of the rava sakina harifa mafsika kray. You're allowed to take a sharp knife and just chop up sukkim like that. That lo se'achel and then kalil tia are about two different things. The pasuk says kalil tia lo se'achel. Sa ella amarava. Rather, rava says kol min chas kohen kalil tia nidvaso lo se'achel chavaso. That all min chas kohen are hukash to chavitin, but there's a difference between different types of minchas kohen. When it's a minchas nedava, it's kalil tia. When it's a minchas chova, it's lo se'achel. So the minchas nedava are hukash as far as the fact that it's entirely burnt. The minchas chova is hukash to as far as the fact that it doesn't get eaten. So Rava holds exactly like Abaye holds. It's just that he darshans the pasuk in a way that you don't have to flip the order of the pasuk. So says Mar Be'ipachana, maybe we could darshan at the opposite, that a minchas nedava is lo se'achel, and the minchas chova is entirely burnt. No, mistavra nidvaso havale l'rabuye. It's more mistaver that a minchas nedava gets entirely burnt, like a minchas chavitin, because a minchas nidava is more similar to a minchas chavitin shekein tedira, because it could be brought every single day, like a minchas chavitin could be brought every single day. You could bring a minchas nidava whenever you want, and also lochati, it's not coming to address an avera, just like the minchas chavitin is not coming to address an avera, and basim reche, that a minchas nidava has shemen and levona, so it has a nice fragrance to it, like a minchas chavitin, and not like a minchas. Says Gemara, well, adrab chavasav le rabuye. I would have thought that maybe we should compare a minchas chote to the chavitin shekin isaron, because they both have only an isaron of flour and no more. Whereas a minchas nedava could have way more flour, and chova minchas chavitin is a chiyuv to bring, like a minchas chote, as opposed to minchas nedava, which obviously is not a chiyuv. So how do you know which one to compare the chavitin to? Should I compare the minchas chavitin to the minchas chote or to the minchas nedava? They each have things in common with the chavitin. So says Mar Hanach Nefishin, that the minchas nedava is more similar to the minchas chote than the minchas chote is to the minchas chavitin, because the minchas nedava has more things in common with the minchas chavitin than a minchas chote has. So now we said that according to Rabbi Lazar, I need a pasuk to say lo se'achel by minchas chote, because the shirayim are holich li'ibud, and we don't do chalil tiyah on a minchas chote. So the Bryce explains, why does it say lo se'achel according to those shitos that hold that a minchas chote shel kohen is also going to be burnt on the mizbeach? Meaning, now we explain the shita of Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon really well. That Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon holds, what do I do with the shirayim of a minchas chote of a kohen? It's holich li'ibud. It's nispazer al beis hadashen. And I found a pasuk that it says lo se'achel instead of just saying chalil tiyah. So lo se'achel tells me not chalil. You don't get to burn it on the mizbeach. Wow, fits perfectly for Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon. What about everybody else who says that the entire minchas chote of a kohen gets burnt on the mizbeach? Why do I have this lo se'achel? V'rabbanan, hi kol minchas kohen kalil tia lo se'achel mayav dilei. How are they going to dash in the pasuk? Why do I need two phrases? Kalil tia, that it gets entirely burnt, and lo se'achel, that you don't need it. Obviously, if it's getting entirely burnt, you're not eating it. So mibay lulucha d'tanya, they use it for the following brisa. That ain't liela eliona. I would only know the minchas chavitin that's mentioned early in the parsha is b'chalil taktar, is that it's entirely burnt. V'tachtona b'lo se'achel. And the other minchas kohanim that are mentioned at the end of the parsha are lo se'achel, that is nisrachila. Minayin litein es homer shal zebezeh ves homer shal zebezeh. How do I know that both the minchas chavitin and the minchas kohen both have a din of Khalil Taktar, and both have an Isser Lav to eat it, that there's a mitzvah to burn the whole thing, and that there's an Isser to eat any part of it, there's a Losase to eat any part of it. Tamalomer, Khalil, Khalil, Gzereshava. That's why it says Khalil in both parts as Gzereshava. Nemer Khan, it says by Minchas Kohen, Khalil, Venemer Lalan, it says by Minchas Chavitin, Khalil, Mala Halon, the Khalil Taktar, just like Minchas Chavitin has to be entirely burnt, Afkan b'chalil tuktar, so too the Minchas Kohen has to be entirely burnt. And in the reverse, Ma'kan lite losase alichilaso, just like the Minchas Kohen has a lose achel, has a losase, that you're not allowed to eat it, afla alon, so too the Minchas Chavitin lite losase alichilaso, has a losase, that you're not allowed to eat it, period. So now the Gemara just raises a question. By Ravina, Kohen sha'achal m'nei emurin mahu. When a Kohen eats from the emurin of a carbon, which is supposed to be burnt on the Mizbech, if a Kohen violates that halacha and takes the emurin of a carbon and eats it, so how many averis did he violate? So it's interesting because it's not only a Kohen that's not allowed to eat from the parts that are burnt on the Mizbech, nobody's allowed to eat from the parts that are burnt on the Mizbech. So why does it only raise the question by a Kohen? So that's a question the Achronim are bothered with. The Rambam, when he quotes it in Maaser Karbanos, Perikir Aleph, mentions this halacha both by a Kohen and by Yisrael, because it's the same Isser. So anyway, so what does he violate? So says Gemara, as far as lav de zarus lo kami baile, the fact that he's violating a lav of the Isser of a Zar eating kachim, that I'm not even mesupik about. He's for sure chayiv for that, meaning even though he's a Kohen, he's not a Zar, but legabe this part of the Karban, he's a Zar, meaning he's not allowed to eat this part of the Karban. So even though he's not a czar in the conventional sense, but since these kachim are not meant to him, for him to be eaten, for him to eat them, he's considered to be a czar. Legabe this these parts of the karban. So that's not a shaila. Kikam b'yili lav de kalil tiyem mai. The shaila is, what about violating the isra lav because of the gzereshav that we just mentioned, that there's a link between minchas machvas and the minchas kohen. So do we say that he's in violation of that lav even when it's got nothing to do with the mincha, when it's a zevach and he's just eating the emurim of a zevach that are supposed to be burnt on the Mizbeach? So Amar Rav Aaron L'Ravina, how often do we have Rav Aaron? Toshima, so I'll bring you a raya. Titania, Rav Lazar Omer, Kol Shu B'Kalil Tiyah, Litin Los HaSeh L'Chilaso. Anything that whose din is Kalil Tiyah, who the din, where the any part of any korban, where the din is that it's supposed to be burnt on the Mizbeach, there's a Los HaSeh L'Chilaso. You violate a Los HaSeh for eating it. Now, how do you know that? Where does it say that, by other korbanos? So the Aruch Lener Maseches Machlus writes that it could be that it's darshan from the word tihiyah, because the chur is an extra word, because the fact that a Minchas Kohen gets burnt, you could just learn from Khalil. Didn't have to say Khalil tihiyah, just say Khalil gets burnt. So the word tihiyah is extra to tell me havayos acheros, that there are other examples, that there are other cases of karbanos where you're also in violation of this love. Okay, now a new Mishnah, a new topic. Minchas Kohen, Minchas Kohen Mashiach, Minchas Nesachim LeMizbeach, Ve'in Behem LeKohanim, U'Bezei Yafakoch Mizbeach Mikoach HaKohanim. First list in the Mishnah is things that go entirely to the Mizbeach, and a Kohen gets no part of it. So any Mincha that a Kohen brings, any Mincha that a Kohen Gadol is Makriv every day, or the particular Mincha that the Kohen Gadol is Makriv every day, and Minchas Nesachim, a Mincha that's brought together with a Karban, as an accompaniment to a Karban, all of those menachos go entirely to the Mizbeach. Kohen gets no part of it. And in that sense, the Mizbeach has the upper hand over the Kohanim. Because in these menachos, the Mizbeach gets 100% of these menachos. But then there's another list of menachos that go entirely to Kohanim and zero to the Mizbeach. Shtei Alechem, the Shtei Alechem of Shavuos, Lechem Apanim that you have every single week in the Beis HaMikdash, right? Lechem Apanim, obviously, like most menachos, is matzah. It's not chametz. So there's never a moment that the Shulchan is missing the Lechem. Lechem Apanim, not even on Pesach, because it's matzah. So that's Lechem Apanim. It required the zehirus of the Kohanim because it was very thick matzah. It was a tefach high. So the Shulchan Aruch says, we're not supposed to do that. We're not supposed to make matzahs that are a tefach high, because we don't have that level of zehirus to have the confidence that we're not going to make it chametz. Our matzahs have to be less than a tefach. Well, our matzahs are way less than a tefach, but they're supposed to be less than a tefach. So Lechem Apanim, Nechal Kohanim, vein behem lemizbech. So lechem apanim and the shtei lechem get eaten entirely by the kohanim. Mizbech gets no part of it. Ubezei yafa koach kohanim mikoach mizbech. And in that sense, the kohanim get the upper hand over the mizbech. So says Gemara, are these exhaustive lists? You gave me two lists in the Mishnah: a list of karbanos that get entirely burnt on the mizbech, kohanim get nothing, and a list of menachos that go entirely to kohanim mizbech, it's nothing. Let's start with the first list first. Vesu leka. Are there not other examples of things that go entirely to the mizbech? Vayika ola. What about every carbon ola is entirely brought on the mizbech? Says Gemara, not really. Ika ora lekohanim. There are parts of an ola that the kohen gets, that they skin the animal and the skin goes to the kohanim. So you see that it's not entirely on the mizbech. Unlike a mincha where there's no skin, obviously, so the whole thing is going to be brought on the mizbech. Says Gemara, but I'll give you another example. Vayika olas ha'of. They don't skin an olas ha'of. An olas ha'of goes entirely on the mizbech. No, ika mora v'notza. There are the feathers. There are parts of the oaf that are not brought on the mizbech. And since it's not brought entirely on the mizbech, so it doesn't get mentioned as yafa koach mizbech. Now that's a bigger chiddush because it doesn't go to kohanim either. But at least it doesn't. I mean, it's put on the mizrach of the kevesh, and it's nivla b'makoman. It's one of those miracles that happens. Just gets swallowed up by the ground next to the ramp of the Mizbeach. So that's the Gemara Maseches Yoma. So it's not. It doesn't go to Kohanim, but you wouldn't call it Yafakach Mizbeach, because the entire Olas Ha'ov doesn't end up on the Mizbeach. Okay, Vayikah Nesachim. What about Nesachim of Yayin that comes together with the Minchas Nesachim? That also gets brought entirely on the Mizbeach, and the Kohen gets no part of it. How come the Tana doesn't mention that? It says, Gemara, L'shisin Azli, because it gets poured into the Shisin. It doesn't get burnt on the fire of the Mizbeach, and therefore that's not considered to be a Chelek HaMizbeach, so the Tana doesn't mention that. Asks Tosfos, why doesn't the Tana mention Lavona? We're going to see that someone who's misnadev and says Hare Alai Lavona to bring to the Mizbeach, he brings Lavona because where he says Hare Alai Lahavi the Mizbeach, that we're going to say later in Daf Kuvav, that the halach is you should bring Lavona, because Ein L'chadavar that's Kula L'Mizbeach, Elo Lavona, that the only thing that's a mamish always Kula L'Mizbeach is Lavona. So isn't Lavona the perfect example of something that's Yafa Koach HaMizbeach, that the Mizbeach gets entirely and the Kohen gets no part of it? So the Tosfos answers that the Tana of our Mishnah is only mentioning those things that are ro'i l'achilas adam, only something that's edible, meaning it's no kunz to say that the Mizbeach gets the entirety of something when there's no other option, when there's no, meaning that the Mizbeach gets it and not the Kohen if there's nothing the Kohen could do with it. So the Levona is not ro'i l'achila. And then Tosfos says, now I understand why the Tana doesn't mention eight him either, even according to the Shita of Rabbi, that if someone who's a misnadev and maybe eats him has the din of a karban nedava and you're makrivit on the mizbeach. So shouldn't that be an example of a karban according to the Shita of Rabbi, that it is a karban, that it has the din of a karban, that it's brought entirely on the mizbeach? Now I understand, because eats him are not edible. So says Mara, my bazo, why does the Tan have to say baza yafa koach hamizbeach, which sounds like it's telling me that those that are mentioned in the Mishnah are not nechal akwadim, but other things somehow get eaten. All of these things, all of the things that are Nechal HaKohanim have psukim that tell me that they're Nechal HaKohanim. So you don't need to be mimait that only these things don't get Nechal HaKohanim, but you should know there are other things that are. I know the other things that are. I could just open a chumash and I could see all the other things that are Nechal HaKohanim. Says, well, no, you can't see all the other things. It's coming to tell me against Shmuel. Tamar Shmuel, a misnadiv yayin. Shmuel says, if you're misnadiv to bring yayin on its own, meviu umizalfa al gabe ishim. You bring it and you sprinkle it on the fire on the mizbech. So kamash milan, that's why the Tana is telling me not so till the shisin azli, that you don't put yayin on the fires of the mizbech. Only the things that are mentioned in the Mishnah are actually placed on the fires of the mizbech exclusively. The yayin that you bring is not placed on the fires of the mizbech. So against Shmuel, rather you pour it down the shisin. But there's another part of the Mishnah that's a riot to something Shmuel said, because the Mishnah went on to say b'zeh yafakach hamizbech, that the items mentioned in the Mishnah Mishnah are examples of where the Koach HaMizbeach is very strong. That's a riot to Shmuel. Damar Shmuel, because Shmuel said, HaMisnadiv Shemen, if a person takes a Nedava that he's going to bring Shemen on its own, Komtso, the Vishiyar of Nechalin, the Komets that the Kohen takes, he's makta the Komets on the Mizbeach, and the Shirayim of the Shemen that are left over in the Kli after the Kemitza is Nechalin, gets eaten by Kohanim. So there's the Shemen has a Chelik L'Mizbeach and a Chelik L'Kohanim, like the Tana of our Mishnah that says that the only examples of things that are brought entirely on the Mizbeach are listed right here. So when you Misnadev Shemen, Shmuel says it's part L'Kohanim, part L'Mizbeach, and that's why it didn't make it into our Mishnah. So our Mishnah is like one statement of Shmuel, but against a different statement of Shmuel. And then we move on to the second list in our Mishnah, that Shtei Alechem Alechem Apanim. We said, what are the list of things that go entirely the Kohanim and don't go on the Mizbeach at all? The Shtei Alechem of Shavuos and the Lechem Apanim that we have every single week. So from the fact that it says Ubaze Yafa Koach HaKohanim, that's where the Kohanim get the upper hand, it sounds like it's only that's the exhaustive list. It's only these two things. So says Mar Vesu Leka, are there no other items that go entirely the Kohanim? V'yikah Chatos Ha'of. What about the Chatos Ha'of? Kohanim eat the Chatos Ha'of. No part of it is brought on the Mizbeach. Says Mar, yeah, there are parts. Ikadama, the dam goes on the Mizbeach. So you can't say that the entire Chatos Ha'of goes to the Kohanim. Okay, but v'yikah Log Shemesh Shal Mitzora. What about the Log Shemesh Shal Mitzora that the Kohen eats it and no part of it goes on the Mizbeach? How come we don't mention that? Well, Ikamat Nosav. They're the Hazaos that you're Mazer from the Log Shemesh Shal Mitzora. So it doesn't get entirely eaten by Kohanim. So granted, there's no part that goes on the Mizbeach, but it's also not entirely eaten by Kohanim, because you're supposed to be Mazah on the Peroches, and you take some of the Shemen and you put it on the Ozen and the Bahonos Yadav, the Raglav, the thumb and the big toe of the Mitzorah. So it's not all eaten by Kohanim. There's some of that oil you do other stuff with. Say in a Chinami, it's not all Mizbeach stuff, but you do other stuff with it. Umay Bezo, and why does the Tan have to tell me that Bezeh Yafa Koach HaKohanim, and we're excluding other things that where you do put on the Mizbeach, L'chora, anything gets on put on the Mizbeach, there's a pasuk that tells me it gets put on the Mizbeach. So what's the Tana teaching me by saying, oh, and other items go on the Mizbeach? La'afuke miman diyamer shtei alechem abos b'fnei atzman l'sreifa asyan. No, it's coming to tell me, the Mishnah's coming to tell me not to hold like the Shita, that if you ever have to bring the shtei alechem without the kifsei atzeres, then you just burn it entirely and it does not get eaten. So kamash milan, debezol yafa koach kohanim li'olam. The Mishnah is telling me that it's not true, that the Shtei Alechem will always get eaten entirely by Kohanim, even if the Shtei Alechem does not have the benefit of being brought together with Kivsei Atzeres, that it always gets eaten entirely by Kohanim. Okay, new Mishnah now on the bottom of Amud Beis. Says the Mishnah, Kala Menachas Anasos Bekli, any mincha that's made in a Kli, a minchas machvas, a minchas marcheshes, satuna shlosha matano shemen, you place oil three times in such a mincha. Yitzika, ublila, umatan shemen bekli, kodem lasiyasan. Initially, you put the shemen into the kli, and then you put some flour into the kli on top of the shemen, and then you put more shemen, and you mix it into the dough, and then you put you pour some shemen on top to be mekayim the mitzvah of yitzika at the very end. Even though it mentions yitzika first, it's done last. That when you do the mitzvah of yitzika, the isa already needs to be blue. B'shemen. So it's a funny order, but that's what it means. That's the Yitzhika is always done last. So the Mishnah brings a machlokas about the belila of menachos that are made into chalos, like a minchas mafatan or a minchas machvas marcheshes that you fry. So chalos balulan divrei Rebbe v'chamram soles. Rebbe holds that you do the mitzvah belila after they're already baked, and then you crumble them up into crumbs, and you put shemen on them, and you do the belila, the mixing of the shemen and the flour. So it's not really a mixing of shemen and flour, it's a mixing of shemen and breadcrumbs. Whereas the Chum say, no, it's soles, that it's a mixing of shemen and flour, you do it before the baking, when you mix the shemen in. Now, Minchas Mafatanur has, there are two types of Minchas Mafatanur, there are chalos and there are rikikim. So we're going to see that you don't do yitzika on both of them. But the Mishnah says that there's a chilik in the din of belila as well, between chalos and rikikim. Ha chalos tunas belila. Chalos of Mafatanur require blila because the urkikin meshicha, whereas urkikin don't get blila, but instead you do meshicha. After you bake it, you rub oil on the surface of the bread. Ketzan moshkin. How do you do the meshicha? How do you rub oil on the surface of the bread? Kamin ki. You make like the Greek letter chaf, which is shaped like a tess in the Hebrew alphabet. So when you take the etzba and a godel, your thumb and your pointer, and you just spread them apart from each other, so it makes like a V or like a tess. So that's the shape of the letter of the placement of the oil on these menachos. Ushara shemen, and whatever shemen is left over afterwards is nechal kohanim. That gets eaten by kohanim. So Gemara says the mutei mai. What minchas is the tana coming to be might that does not get shalosh matanos? Amra papa the mutei minchas mafa, as opposed to minchas mafa tanur the chalas and rukikim, where it does not require shalosh matanos. It only requires shtei matanos because you don't have a mitzvah of yitzika after the belila. Okay, but tomorrow we'll pick up with Tanur Rabbanan, three lines from the end of the page. Have a good day, everybody.